You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
All right, I'll just start off with the injuries. Quinnen went out. He's in the concussion protocol. Everyone else returned. Thought the guys did a good job of all three phases working together. You know, we had some big plays in the game. We did some good stuff. You know, in the closing minutes to finish it off, we had a little lull there at the beginning of the fourth quarter where we got to get some things cleaned up, help us not, you know, kind of keep the lead we had. But I thought the guys did a great job of you know, keeping their head down, working, finishing the game the right way.
Adam, can you describe your emotion as the clock, you know, as you got victory formation three times, and what did you say to the players afterward?
It's probably the – I don't think I've paid attention to the victory formations as much as I did this game because I was just making sure we were good, you know, didn't want anything going on. Just kept talking to Sam about getting our guys back in the huddle, making sure that he did the right thing with using the clock. It's been a while since we've been in that. So, you know, just after the game, I'm just happy for our guys. I mean, they've done such a great job of how they've worked, you know, been through a lot of adversity, you know, it's, you know, been too long for us to, you know, to even remember what a win feels like almost. It's great to see those guys that excited.
Adam, again, you guys got off to a great start leading at the half. Everything was going in your favor. It didn't end up being an easy victory, but talk about the team's resilience, you know, to be able to pull off that win and to get that first win of the season.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you're playing a team like that, that's pretty good. I mean, it's the number one defense. I mean, their offense is has tons of players, guys that can make – I mean, you saw it today. I mean, it just takes one or two touches, and all of a sudden they're from one side of the field to the other very quickly. You know, the guys just kept coming back, wiring in. I thought the defense coaches did a great job of, you know, being aggressive in the right way. You know, we had some – you know, I can't say enough what Marcus May – you know, what he did in this game. I mean, he almost tried to end it himself with an interception, but then he made a hell of a play at the end of the game. I mean, I'm just glad that he was out there.
Adam, could you just talk? I mean, for weeks we've been asking you questions about, you know, possibly going 0-16 and so forth. So for you, is it just a big sense of relief off your shoulders now, or put it in a personal perspective?
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy for our guys. I mean, if you watch them work every day, you see how hard they compete in games. They deserve this. I mean, they deserved it a while ago. We had a few snatched away from us, and to finally close out a game and against a good team too. And it says a lot about what kind of character we have in this locker room.
Adam, is that as good as you've seen Sam across the board this season?
Yeah, he was. He did a great job. I mean, he made the right decisions. You know, there was no panic. He was calm through the entire game. That third down play was textbook of going through his progression, finding the back, and, you know, good thing we had a Hall of Fame running back in there that seems to make plays at the right time.
Having lost so many games down the stretch as well, what was the difference today? Why were you guys able to not only get off to that great start, but to be able to seal the deal at the end and doing it through all three phases of the football team?
I think it was well executed. I think guys really did a good job of following kind of the plan we put together on Wednesday as our unit. You know,
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a
go to your happy price, Priceline.
It had to be played a certain way. Like we talked about throwing the stat book out at the end of the game. It was about, you know, getting positive plays on offense, making sure that we kept those guys in front of us on defense, eliminated explosive plays, try to find negative plays, you know, put pressure on the quarterback and special teams. We thought we had to steal possession. And, you know, guys just did a great job of just doing their job. Basically, we had 11 guys trusting each other.
Adam, could you tell us about the decision, fourth and one, there in the third quarter at the goal line, just going for it, number one, and then going to Frank?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if it was fourth and one. I mean, it almost looked like if they moved the ball slightly, it would have been a touchdown. So I don't know if I could have lived with myself on that one if we would have kicked a field goal. So we were just hoping, you know, Big Ticket and the boys would give enough space to where Frank could, you know, punch it in there.
Can you talk about the way the offensive line performed, including Big Ticket, as you talked about? You know, Aaron Donald and those guys are pretty formidable. They were able to keep Sam upright for the majority of the day to make those great decisions.
Yeah, it's a scary front to go against. When you watch the tape coming into a game, you're sitting there, and when you watch Aaron Donald, how many times he breaks through the line, see how many times he's double-teamed and it doesn't matter. You got to get the ball out quick. You got to be very selective when you push the ball down the field. I mean, that's why the yardage is what it is, because they don't allow you to do it. I mean, if you hold on to the ball, they're going to get back there. I thought Sam did a good job of throwing some balls away. He got the ball out of his hand. Sometimes it doesn't end up being the way you want it. It doesn't look pretty sometimes, but you got to do what you got to do. I mean, really, you have to make sure every possession ends with a kick. Like you have to play turnover-free football against these guys.
Adam, how big was that play by Braden on that punt return?
Oh, I mean, I was standing on the end that the returner was coming, and there was a lot of green grass. That one was an unbelievable tackle by him.
Adam, when you guys had to settle for field goals after the block punt and after the interception in the first half, were you in the back of your mind, are you like, you know, this could come back to haunt us here?
I'm sure I was throwing some slight temper tantrums in my head. You know, that was just something big we talked about. One of the key points for us was make sure we win the red zone. So when we got down there, like, points are okay, but against this team, we felt like we needed touchdowns. And when we missed out on two opportunities, that was frustrating. But our guys did a good job of bouncing back and putting drives together.
We'll take a few more for Coach.
Adam, on TV, they reported that Sean had called you during the week just to kind of talk about how hard you guys have been playing. And I'm curious, you know, what that was like and what he had to say to you after the game.
Yeah, he just said that, you know, watching the film, I mean, he called me at 7:15 our time, which I'm sitting there going, I can't believe he's at the office already because it's 4:15 here. And I'm like, I'm going to answer it just because I know he's up. So he wants to say something. So he just said, you know, watching the tape, he's like, man, these guys, they play hard for you. And he's like, I know things haven't gone the way you wanted, but he's like, just keep those guys grinding and keep them pushing.
Adam, a win like this produces a lot of conflicting emotions because there's a large segment of the fan base that wanted you guys to lose out and get the number one pick. What do you say to those fans?
Hey, our job is to try to go out and win every week.
Adam, what was the key defense, the defensive game plan to what Frank put together against this team?
It was about eliminating the plays, big plays, you know, any kind of chunk plays down the field in the passing game. Do a good job in the run game. We kind of started getting loose there, especially when Quinnen went out. Obviously, we can see his value of how good of a player he is, and you know, the negative plays that he can create. And it was about kind of our tempo of understanding that when they go to the ball, we have to be ready to go. We could not give up plays because we weren't ready. They play with really good tempo. They do it better than anybody else as far as getting on the ball and going. And, you know, I felt like our guys did a good job of being ready to go and didn't allow them to get big plays when those situations came up.
Any more for Coach?
Just one more, Megan. Adam, just for those of us, we obviously won't be in the locker room. Can you just describe what that locker room is like right now?
Oh, it's lively in there. It's loud. It's a lot of excited guys. you know, they're we got a long flight back, so that'll make that more, you know, a lot more enjoyable.
Coach, congratulations on the win. Is there anything you plan to take away from this game for next week against the Browns?
I mean, you know, we just got to put another good week of practice together. I thought the guys did a good job, you know, coming back after a long trip from Seattle, rough game for us, obviously, and getting ready for the next one, knowing we're playing a really good team. We got another good team we got to go against, and we got to put a good week of preparation. I know there's, you know, we got Christmas coming up. So, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, in this profession, we have to kind of make sure that we schedule the right way and then be ready to go on Sunday.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.